over the weekend, the Trump administration announced it would take another significant step in cutting back on legal immigration. The Department of Homeland Security wants to restrict green cards for any immigrant who legally accepts public benefits like food assistance or Section 8 housing. Leon Fresco is an immigration attorney and former Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Justice Department, and he was also head of the Office of Immigration Litigation under the Obama administration. Leon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So let's talk a little bit about this rule, which, by the way, is not short. It's about 447 pages long. What's in all of those pages?
Well, in any rule, you have an explanation, an executive summary, an economic impact statement, and a lot of other things that aren't the exact rule. But the thrust of the rule itself is a new definition of what constitutes benefits that can be counted against non-citizens when they apply for either an extension of their immigration status, initial entry into the country, or adjustment of their status into green cards, with what is known as the public charge ground of inadmissibility, which is one of the first grounds from 100 years ago that was invented in the immigration law, which was a ground of inadmissibility that was designed to say that if the government believed that you were going to be dependent upon the public financial fisc for assistance, that you could be ruled inadmissible and not be allowed to live in the United States legally. And basically, the way the system has been up until now is if you're getting a benefit legally and that benefit is available to people in your immigration status or category, that wouldn't be held against you in any future immigration application. What's changing now is there's a much more tightening status to say, hey, even if a state or a locality or the federal government says a certain benefit is eligible, that you're eligible for a certain benefit, it still won't matter. You will still be held to be inadmissible, or you won't be allowed to extend your stay here or to get a green card because you've taken that.
This strikes me as another example of very targeted discrimination towards a specific group. In this case, I would say brown immigrants in this country. Am I wrong with that? Or
well, what I would say is this. I think there is there's a systematic approach generally that this administration is taking, that it's trying to reduce all immigration into the United States, legal and illegal. And so this is yet another way to try to disqualify as many people as possible from obtaining legal immigration. Immigration status is to say, if you've taken any benefit, even by the way, from a state or a locality, and those could be places that want to welcome immigrants and recognize their contribution and say, please take certain benefits so that you can get your situation in order, and then you can expand out and become people who pay even more into the system than what you took in. Even those will be counted against people for their immigration status. So, I mean, it's targeting. You'd be shocked how many people fall under this. So it's not just brown immigrants or black. It's a lot of people will be falling into this basket of people who've collected one benefit or another in some shape or form at some period of time.
And let's talk about how big that basket is. I mean, you said it could affect people who are seeking green cards in general. How could that happen?
Correct. So what happens is, and this is something people don't realize, is when you're first coming into the United States and you go to an embassy to apply for a visa, the consular officer has sort of carte blanche authority to decide, to just look at you and say, I think you're going to be a public charge. And so this new rule actually says if that officer decides to do that based on a 60 to 90 second assessment of you, they can even charge you a bond that you'd have to pay in order to come into the United States, that would say, here's this bond, and if you can't pay it, too bad. And all of this is sort of subjective and is not really based on anything of actual substance. And so there's a lot of different things that this 400-page rule does, but all of it meant to shrink the funnel of people coming in or staying in the United States.
Leon Fresco is an immigration attorney who worked in the Justice Department in the Obama administration. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzina.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.